Welcome to the Financial Wisdom Podcast Series. Take control of your financial future. Financial Wisdom: Investing in U.S. Treasuries. In this session, we are going to discuss investing in United States Treasury obligations. Many individuals buy U.S. Treasuries as part of their investment strategy for one reason: safety. However, there is more to owning Treasuries than just safety. There are several benefits of owning U.S. Treasuries. Of course, the first is safety. Obligations of the United States of America are considered to be the safest investment in the world. The U.S. government guarantees the return of your principal. If you hold Treasuries to maturity, the government guarantees to repay the principal. While you hold them, the market value may fluctuate with changes in interest rates, but at maturity, you can expect to get your principal. There is also a guarantee of return on your principal. Most treasuries have a fixed rate of return, and the government is required to make the timely payment of interest on their obligations. There are some tax advantages. The interest on treasuries is subject to federal income tax. However, the interest is not subject to state or local income taxes. Treasury obligations are very liquid, meaning that you can easily buy and sell them. The market for treasuries is immense. Billions, if not trillions of dollars of treasuries are traded by professionals on a daily basis. If you need to sell your treasuries before maturity, there will be a market. However, their market value changes with changes in interest rates. The types of treasuries available are usually described by their maturities. Treasury bills are sold with a minimum denomination of $1,000 and are available with 3, 6, and 12-month maturities. The mechanics of how interest is paid is a bit complicated. If you buy them directly from the U.S. Treasury, you send a check for the full amount and shortly receive a check back representing a discount. In essence, you are getting your interest at the time of purchase. On maturity, you receive the full par value. If you buy them in the open market, you buy them at a discounted price to their par value and receive the par value on maturity. Treasury notes are sold with maturities of 2, 3, 4, 5, 7, and 10 years and include a stated interest rate. The minimum investment is $5,000 for the shorter maturities and $1,000 for the maturities of 5 years or greater. Interest is paid twice a year. Treasury bonds have the longest maturity, usually 10 to 30 years, and include a stated interest rate. The minimum investment is $1,000. As with other types of treasuries, the government guarantees the timely payment of interest and principal on maturity. However, because of their long maturity, the market value of treasury bonds can fluctuate significantly with interest rate changes. Should treasuries have a place in your portfolio? If you are looking for a secure place for some of the fixed income portion of your portfolio, treasuries can definitely have a place. It is nice knowing they are backed by the full credit of the U.S. government. You may want to consider choosing a treasury maturity that matches when you are going to want or need the money. For example, if you are considering treasuries as part of a college funding plan, select maturities that match the years when the child is going to college. Long-term treasury bonds may offer a higher return than shorter-term notes, but remember that while you own the bonds, you will be subject to interest rate risk. If interest rates rise, the value of your bonds will fall. Treasuries are available from many sources. You can purchase treasuries directly from the government or from banks, credit unions, and brokerage firms. Be sure to ask about fees and other costs when discussing their purchase. Join us again for another Financial Wisdom Podcast. And as always, thanks for listening.